Right now, 77 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in the Y98 FM Weather Center. I'm Bob Richards.
Bob, quickly, I've got that Jerry Clinton TWA Celebrity Pro-Am with the seniors.
Okay, when this afternoon?
This afternoon, yeah. And it's Glen Echo, and I'm wondering, are we going to get it in?
It's tenuous right now. Uh-huh. Guy, keep an eye out. Bring your umbrella with you. Prepare to seek shelter.
I do anyway when I'm playing.
Okay.
When you're playing those things, you have to.
The odds are we're going to have some rain over the area, so you may not get all... you going to play 18?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Okay.
Try, but don't hold your breath.
I have a loose end to tie up here. We had a guy saying his mother went to school with Mary Wicks. Mary Wicks was Josephine the plumber.
Oh, yeah.
There you have it.
Mm. How famous can you get?
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
You're soaking in it.
Amazing.
No.
I know, I'm kidding.
Okay. It's 8:03, you're up to date with Y98 FM.
Good morning from the Phillips and Walsh Show. Rise and shine with you on the go. Get up in the morning. Get up. St. Louis with the Phillips and Walsh Show.
FM, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock with Phillips Waldo Repeat Tuesday, and the world don't need another lover. Population's getting too big. We'll tell you about China's population in just a couple of minutes. You won't believe it.
We're going to take a look at how the movies did over the past weekend, what's making the most bucks for Hollywood. Cut that before the half hour's out on Y98 FM.
I see you there, a silhouette in the moonlight.
Y98 FM in Chicago. You're with Phillips and Wall in the morning. Thanks for being along. 85 is the forecast high. Doesn't seem too terribly bad, but it is going to be humid and feel probably like 95. 77 degrees current temperature right now, and the threat of rain always present today and tonight and tomorrow.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you who was really raining last night. Pedro Guerrero has to be the coolest customer with men on base I've ever seen.
I didn't like him when he first came to the Cardinals, but I've changed my mind. I love the man.
He's terrific. 3-2, the Cardinals won last night. They play Cincinnati again at Busch Stadium, 7:35.
And remember, just 360 shopping days until Pete Rose's reinstatement to baseball. Okay, keep that in mind. Let's check Lance.
I doubt it.
And get the traffic. Lance.
At Holmes and Leffingwell, there's an accident. I'm Lance Hildebrand, Y98 FM traffic.
Okay, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thank you, Lance. You've got Phillips and Wall in the morning. I just read in the paper, you're not going to believe this.
What's that?
China's population just went over, well, you tell me how many people you think they have there.
In China. There's a lot of folks.
A lot of folks. It's not a barbecue.
850 million?
No. 1.2 billion.
Is that right?
1.2 billion.
That's a lot of folks.
Introducing the new Mugu Gaiaphragm. Boy, I'll tell you what. Anyway, you ever wonder how the population ever gets so big? Music might have something to do with it, you know?
It could.
Youngsters listening to music.
Sure,
rock music,
and grind.
Kind of music we play, maybe, you know? Stimulating youngster, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It may happen. Can you imagine it in China?
Give me a little demonstration.
13 after 8, Phillips and Wall Show, Y98 FM.
Come on, Virginia, look what you ate. The chicken chow mein is second rate. The noodles are crawling all over the plate. Must have left it in the sun. Only the egg foo young. That's what I said.
Good morning from the Phillips and Wall crew.
I went to my fridge for some orange juice.
Call 256-9770. That's 256-9770.
Where do you go for good lobster? Oh, wait. Lobster, don't catch yourself going to the place that has that in its name. I mean, you know, they're nice people and everything there, but if you want real live Maine lobster, not the little tiny things that they find in Africa or where, I don't know where the heck they get this little S&P oyster. It's the only place to go. You're going to pay less for it, and you're going to get more for your money. A fresh, live, 1 pound plus live Maine lobster, only $9.95 any night of the week, except Friday and Saturday. Then it's just a buck more. But can you imagine $9.95, and you get all the trimmings with it, too. And I'm talking about a big
S&P's, North Dakota. S&P's, their main goal is to provide you with the best and freshest seafood that they can. No fish that you're going to eat in S&P has spent the night in a warehouse any place in St. Louis, all right? They fly it in fresh, and they can't get good rates on the warehouses. Maybe they would. I don't know.
Yeah,
really. It's really difficult. It's funny, when you go into an S&P, you're going to find people in coats and ties. You're going to find people in jams. You're going to find people in thongs. You're going to find people in tennis shoes, wingtips, because they know it's great food. It doesn't matter how you're dressed. All they want you to come in and enjoy yourself.
And a choice of over 60 entrees on the menu. It is absolutely the best place to go to get seafood in St. Louis. And if you like chicken, try their mesquite chicken. It's great. Great steaks, too. But seafood, I'll tell you what, that live Maine lobster, you're going to love it. At S&P Oyster on Manchester at Baxter Road, just 4.5 miles west of 270, it's S&P Oyster Company. Tell them Phillips and Wall said to come on in.
No repeat Tuesday, 198 FM.
Y98 FM, good morning. It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Darn uncomfortable. Those are the two words you'll remember today. Some rain in the forecast and 77 degrees in the city of St. Louis.
Pick up your copy of Taste St. Louis. Find out about places to eat in St. Louis. And it features the Phillips and Wall Restaurant Review. You can get a copy at the AMC Theaters, Schnucks, Walgreens, or the Air Park. Do that before they finish that asbestos thing out there.
Yeah,
right?
Will you?
Yeah.
All right. 22 after 8 o'clock. Paul and Oates, Y98 FM. Y98 FM, 26 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:26. I want to quell a rumor before it gets started. We talk to James tomorrow. Roy Orbison was not spotted at the Sizzler in Omaha. Okay?
You're positive.
Absolutely positive.
All right, then let me clear up something, too. Evidently, a guy that called and says that Mary Wicks was Josephine the Plumber was incorrect. Several people have called and said it was like Jane Withers or somebody. So, forget it. Wipe that out.
Forget it. Cloudy this morning, and looks like clouds for most of the day. A little sunshine coming through right now, so I'm a liar, okay? 85 is the forecast high. Chance of rain at a pretty good clip here, about 60% tonight, 50% chance of showers. And tomorrow, 85. Same thing. We've got 77 right now.
I know we're going to talk about movies and money, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the deal yesterday between Jim Henson and Michael Eisner of Disney. The Muppets now joining the Disney Corporation.
There's got to be a line there somewhere.
But there's got to be big bucks there someplace.
$100 million.
Oh, man.
Plus, in the future, a chance at making more money with motion pictures and new characters for the Disney people. Watch for that.
We've got to get rid of Bob and Heather. We got to start working with animals. Frogs, mice, they make the big bucks.
Whatever, yeah. I think that's a good choice. All right, let's look at the top five films of the week.
All right.
Because you want to.